Okay. So, Monsieur Sharma mentioned that Monsieur Sharma mentioned the danger of late sonus, right? So, look, we're gonna share with something interesting. We know that this Koyach of Purim is to defeat Amalek. Koyach of Purim is to defeat Amalek. Trying to connect Purim to Mrs. Sharm. Mrs. Sharm talked about last chapter, talked about Zriza, late So Purim is to conquer Amalek. The Gemara says, is a medrash, the Koyach of Leitzonos is a Amalek. Amalek is a Koyach of Leitzonos. Why? Because they took the concept that Klal Yisrael was invincible and they made fun of it, so they shouldn't take it seriously, and now no one should be afraid of it. Right? And this Pesukim of Chazal Darshan. In a Tifra Eifin, the Goyin says this idea. There's a concept of Ra in the Bria that's called Esav. There's a concept of Ra in the Bria that's called Yishmael. Yishmael is the force, which is the negative force of Chesed, come down of Avram, that leads to Znus, to Taiva. And Esav is the negative force, the klipa, you want to call it, that came out of Yitzchak, which is Din, and that's Ritzicha. The Goyim says this is the Yetzer HaTavani, Yetzer HaKasani, two main parts of Yetzer HaTavani. Taiva is to fulfill the guf. Kas is more that he can't be soigel Yenu. Yenu is in this. That's why when they ask, the other nations of the world ask Maxim Bey, before they want to come with the Torah. So Esav sent, I sent you a message. Send you a message before.
Oh,
And then
that.
I'll leave. I said, I'm not feeling like it.
Oh,
So
okay.
we'll learn now, and then I don't know if I can stick around. So Esav represents, Esav, Yishmael represents the power of Znus, and Esav represents the power of Kaas, of anger, of bad midos, with Sicha. When Hashem asked Yishmael, do you want to accept the Torah? They said, Maksibei, Lysinov. No, we can't accept it. He asked Esav, and he said, Lysirtsov, can't accept it. So these are the two basic Yitzhar Hara in the world. The concept is, according to the Gra, that Amalek is the worst in the combination of both Esav and Yishmael. That's the concept of Amalek, and it contains in it the worst of both, just in a simple way. Which animal represents Esav? A shor, an ox. Which Bechor Shor is Esav? Which animal represents Yishmael? Chamor. Which animal represents Amalek? Anyone know? Kelev. We had Kelev Yechidasim, say, the dog that represents Amalek. Interestingly, take the middle letter of Shar is a Vav. Take the middle letters of Chamor is Mem Vav. It's Gematria Kelev. And the Kelev comes out from the combination of Hamar and Shar. Okay, now what does it do with Mrs. Shar? Sounds pretty far away from Mrs. Shar.
How does it
What is the meat of the Caliph? What's the meat of the Chutzpah? The meat of the Caliph is Chutzpah. How do you know? It's obvious. So,
I must have heard of that already.
meat of the Caliph is Chutzpah. Chutzpah is nothing is the way it deserves. There's no hierarchy. I'm just as important as you. You're the Rebbe, I'm the Talmud. You're the teacher, I'm the student. You're the parent, I'm the child. It makes no difference. There's no hierarchy. means it's the power of Leitzonus to the degree of the maximum degree. That's the power of Kelev. Right? So Kelev is the ultimate chutzpah, Kelev, and that's why chutzpah Yazgi, that the power of the Molech is going to be the Achas Hayomim. Now, the Gra says that the Yetzer Hara of Taiva exists in Klal Yisrael. But the Yetzer Hara of Taiva that exists in Klal Yisrael is from the outside. It's not our own Mida. And then there's the Yetzer Hara of Metzicha. It also is from the outside. But he says, then there's the Yetzer Hara of Leitzonus, which is the Ikra Nisayin of Klal Yisrael. Leitzonus is from Amalek, is from more with from within. Leitzonus is that this is the Nisayin of our generation, is that there's a lot of cynicism. Everyone's against the other people. No one, right? And not only I disagree with you, if I disagree with you, you're nobody. Leitzonus is the Koyach of Amalek, and that's the Koyach, the highest form of Yetzer Hara. And he says another neb and remnant this. Our idea. There's three parts. A person is made up of three parts: nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Nefesh is the most basic animalistic drives. Ruach is the emotional part, and neshama is the spiritual part. The three parts. What's the greatest yetzer hara of the nefesh? Is taiva. That's the first lishma. What's the greatest yetzer hara of the ruach? The emotional part is kas, anger. I don't like you, I'm going to kill you. That's the extent how far it can go. Kas. What's the Yetzer Hara of the Neshama? The Gra says the Yetzer Hara of the Neshama is Leitzonus. It's the highest form of Yetzer Hara. So Mesillas Yesharim was saying that Leitzonus is a form of Yetzer Hara that can make us not be able to grow and make us get in the way of everything. It's because it's the heart of the neshama itself. The neshama itself says, "Don't get involved with this." The Gra says there's three parts to a person's life. There's child. There's the first 20 years. Call it. Says there the ikur taiva of the person. The ikur challenge of the person is taiva. Then there's midlife. The ikur taiva of the person is kavod. Is me versus the other people. Taiva is not his main challenge. His main challenge is stature. And the other guy's bothering me because now he's getting the job I wanted. He's getting the house I wanted. It's how a person relates to the community and the people around it. In the third part of life, when things are settling down, and those two things settle, the main Yetzer Hara is in the neshama itself. He's already holding by doing tshuva. It's the end of his life. And he should really be doing tshuva. His physical desires waned already. He already has his stuff in life. He's already settled. The other people don't bother him so much. So what's holding him back? It's only the cynicism of Leitzonus. See, it's the heart of the neshama itself, which is the koach of Amalek. In the Gra, there's a few places he called this Amalek. There's a few places he called this calls this Erev Rav. But the way he says it is that the first two levels of Yetzer Hara are much easier to defeat because they're from the outside. So he says, imagine it's like a kernel. It's like trying to get to a Mashiach to come. It's like you start off with imagine it's like you start off with a stalk of wheat, right? So imagine that you have a stalk. So he says, the first thing you cut off is the bottom. It's not so attached to it. Then there's the stuff on top that's covering the kernel. Now you finally got down to the kernel. I have to take off the bad part that's in the kernel itself. Whenever you have to take off something from the thing itself, it's the most painful and it's also the most difficult process. Taking away the taiva and the kav, and the taiva and the kina, Klai Yisrael, and we can, that's easier because that force is from the outside. But taking away the power of Leitzanus from Klai Yisrael, that's peeling away part of the Neshama. That's much more internal. To be sincere, to understand and take things seriously, to learn the Musar, to understand that people are Choshe, to understand that people, and that is what's Ma'akim, ultimately the Gula. Because when a person has Chutzpah Yazgi, so Chutzpah takes away hierarchy, takes away Chashivas, and it just says, I'm equal to you. And that's Ma'akim Mashiach. The bittul of a malik is the bittul of the power of Leitzanus. And that's how Mashiach ultimately is going to come. Okay. There's more rebuttals to that, but that's the basic point: is that the three Yitzhar Hara is Tavani Kasani and then Litzanus. And Litzanus is Kenegan Amalek. He brings down over here a very interesting idea by Nervi. It's the son of the
Gra.
Says like this.
Or $20.
I don't really understand what he's saying here, so I'm not gonna say it all. But that's the idea. No, so that is a way of seeing the importance of call me the Sarois, Tavani Kasani Leitzani, Prikas Olter of Yerushalayim. That's the Lashon of the Gra. Leitzanus is the Prika of Olter of Yerushalayim. Solid stuff. Okay. Seeing only the Yeshua's come quickly.
Before Shema. When
I go to sleep, I'm not so great.
That's tired.
And it's cold, and I'm just out of it. And,